This is Rand Northam inside the WCHL studios with breaking news of this severe thunderstorm that is in effect right now, and the worst of it is just about out of Chapel Hill. That is the good news, but the bad news is that there is already a lot of rain down.
We experienced a historic rainfall here in Chapel Hill. 5 to 7 inches in a 24-hour period proved to be too much.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt addressed the public at a press conference 3 days after 8 inches of rain fell on the town between June 28th and July 1st, causing the worst flood in what some say was some 30-plus years. The heaviest of the rain, 5.06 inches, fell within 19 hours. Chapel Hill's emergency management coordinator, Robert Bosworth, said it was important for everyone to learn from the flood for future events.
One of the things that we were taught is just how quickly that can happen. Probably the biggest thing that we're doing to prepare is the recognition of how vulnerable we are and making sure that we have those lines of communication up between the different departments so that we can respond as quickly as possible.
Today, Orange County Emergency Services Director Jim Groves says the county and towns use the event well as a learning experience.
That area in Chapel Hill is prone to this type of event. It's definitely not the first time that the Camelot Village, Brookshire, and things like that have been flooded. So what we're trying to do is capture best practices. And I can tell you, one of the big outcomes of that is a better way of notifying these people when the water starts to rise to give them plenty of advance notice that something bad is getting ready to happen.
On May 15th this year, Orange County almost found itself in the same situation again. However, the rains didn't last as long and the waters quickly receded. Before they did, there was standing water seen near Eastgate Shopping Center on Fordham Boulevard. Some people shared pictures of Tom's Creek at Ashbrook Apartments and Bowling Creek throughout Chapel Hill overflowing, and the Camelot Village Apartments, which were flooded in last year's storms, were at the brink of evacuation just before the rain ceased. Last year, June 30th fell on a Sunday. That's the day on which those more than 5 inches of rain fell on Orange County. Most people were going about their regular business, getting ready for a new week, spending time with family, or maybe just relaxing. But by 3 o'clock that afternoon, the heaviest of the rains began to fall. Nearly 150 residences in three apartment and condominium complexes were damaged or destroyed, according to the town of Chapel Hill. A shelter was set up at Smith Middle School on the night of June 30th, where more than 100 people stayed overnight. When the waters receded, the shelter was moved to University Mall. The Red Cross came in to provide assistance throughout the town. Groves was only about 6 months on the job as the director of Orange County EMS when the event took place.
We look at the need, and we call it unmet needs, but those folks who may not have friends, relatives, loved ones that they can go stay with, and if their home's destroyed, we need to find a way of taking care of them and providing care for them. Many times, a shelter is the way to go to give them, you know, immediate access to covering the heads, getting out of the elements, making sure they're taken care of nutritionally and clothes.
Despite the many people who were affected, some, like John Edwards, no, not that John Edwards, say they didn't know the situation was so severe.
I was completely unaware that the majority of Chapel Hill was flooding the entire time because I was kind of up towards higher ground, I guess, where I was living.
But many had a different experience.
The people were very distraught, having to move, and everything was wet, and cars all messed up, clothes and linens, bed.
Had a huge rainstorm, I think, from Saturday night into that Sunday morning, and then we had kind of a calm down period during the day, and then we had a huge surge again for about 30 or 45 minutes that afternoon. I think it was something like, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and within the span of 45 minutes, we just had, a huge downpour.
Some Carborough residents spoke up with their concerns that the flooding will persist unless the town makes some major changes to its infrastructure. On South Greensboro Street, Carborough officials condemned about 24 homes at the Rocky Brook Mobile Home Park as a result of the rainstorm. Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle says immediately town officials began studying the flood-prone areas.
We asked staff over the course of the last year to start investigating whether the increased flooding that we were seeing was the result of new development or perhaps infrastructure or something that the town could work to try to address.
She says steps have already been taken to try to ensure the flooding doesn't happen again.
We received a report from George Size, our director of public works, and it gave us a status report about some studying that had been going on the last year of these different areas of town, and a recommendation that we include, and we did budget $20,000 in our upcoming engineering budget to be able to kind of further evaluate the engineering cost to decide whether we need some more intensive repair work or study done on several areas of town that seem to suddenly becoming more prone to flooding.
Chapel Hill also raised its stormwater fees by 75 cents in its fiscal year 2014-2015 budget, which takes effect tomorrow. The budget report by town manager Roger Stansel says the money will go toward the need for stormwater quality and infrastructure projects. The first floor of Chapel Hill's town hall flooded following the torrential rains, soaking carpets, furniture, drywall, and the council dais. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue says despite the terrible loss and the cost it's taking to repair the building, it has allowed the town to review how Town Hall is being used.
We had some impacts at our Town Hall that we are clearly still working to address, but that's given us an opportunity to think differently about that facility and to come away with some efficiencies there. That's probably a good outcome that came out of that really tough situation.
The town also had to repair 18 apartments at Airport Gardens, a public housing neighborhood off of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The first floor of Town Hall remains closed while repairs and construction are underway. Some offices have been relocated to University Square and University Mall. Town officials said it may be up to a year before the town hall is ready to fully reopen, and repairs could cost as much as $400,000. The council voted 7-1 November 25th to allocate an additional $860,000 to renovate two-thirds of Town Hall. For a photo gallery from last year's storm, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.